I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Bells in Memphis and Atlanta rang out last night to mark the 50th anniversary of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. In Atlanta, his family gathered to honor his life at the King Center. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
39 rings of a bell signified each year of King's life. His three surviving children, along with extended family, laid a wreath at his burial site. Reverend Toussaint King Hill Jr. offered prayer, saying King's fight for equality is far from over.
Our young black men are still being struck down as wild savages, as unseen predators. Some things we just don't understand.
On Monday, the King Center will lead a March for Humanity outside of Ebenezer Baptist Church to coincide with the anniversary of King's funeral 50 years ago. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
The nation's largest gathering on opioid abuse wraps up its week in Atlanta today. More than 3,000 people registered for the National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit to discuss prevention and treatment. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Experts at the summit say communities might want to consider harm reduction as part of the fight against drug abuse. Regina LaBelle was an advisor on drug policy in the Obama administration. She says programs like needle exchanges help addicts without encouraging drug abuse. But she says many communities maintain a not-in-my-backyard attitude when it comes to this type of outreach.
Why the community needs assessment, I think, is so important is because they may think that those people don't exist in their community because they don't see them.
Health officials recommend educating local leaders about the benefits of syringe programs. Atlanta offers needle exchange services through its Harm Reduction Coalition. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Atlanta-based Delta Airlines says they were impacted by a cyber incident last fall that may have involved access to customers' payment information. CBS 46 reports the incident specifically involved a company that provides online chat services for the airline. Delta says while some customers' payment information may have been accessed, passport, ID, and SkyMiles information were not impacted. The airline says it will contact customers who may have been impacted by the incident. And a debt collector has agreed to stop doing business in Georgia as part of a settlement with the state. Attorney General Chris Carr says national check resolution threatened people with arrest and jail if they didn't pay their debts. As part of the agreement, the company will turn over nearly $1 million in collection accounts to the Attorney General's office and pay a $20,000 fine. And in sports, the Augusta National Golf Club, home of the Masters, has announced a new women's tournament. The National Women's Amateur Championship will be a 54-hole stroke play tournament featuring an international field of 72 players. The invitation-only event will be held annually the week before the Masters. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.